You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. An instrument not frequently heard in the jazz world, banjo player Bella Fleck and his group The Flecktones from their album Live at the Quick, the track Lover's Leap. Victor Wooten on the bass and a track featuring Pans player Andy Narell. Music just being released now off of Blue Note Records before that. Third release from composer and drummer Jonathan Blake off his album My Life Matters. We heard Last Breath featuring pianist Fabian Almazan and vibes player Jalen Baker. And the set started with music from singer Kurt Elling off his album Passion World, Si Te Contara, a track featuring Gary Versace on the accordion.
Thank you. told me what? That I was right out of my head, the way he described it.
How?
He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought
what?
I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no.
Oh no.
My analyst told me
what?
That I was right out of my head. He said I need treatment,
yeah.
But I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, when out of his sight, to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts.
Nuts.
No more ifs, or ands, or buts. Oh no.
Oh no.
They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard at three? I knew that this was meant to be. Well, I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I drank a fifth of vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now, do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swaying. They all looked at Graham Bell. They all looked at Edison and also at Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the reasoning and the logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was insane, though, to let them laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top.
No driver on the top. This chick is twisted. What's the matter with her?
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought
what?
I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no.
Oh no.
My analyst told me
what?
That I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor,
yeah?
I think that it's you instead, 'cause I have got a thing that's unique and new. It proves that I'll have the last laugh on you, 'cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know, two heads are better than one.
Thank you. Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, in our last set, we wrapped it up with some music recorded here in Montreal from bassist Frederic Allare. Off the album Tap Bass, that was the track Lisa. And he was working with pianist Jean-François Gros and drummer Camille Belil. Music out on Fendi Records. The trio of Dave Lambert, John Hendricks, and Annie Ross before that, a.k.a. Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, from their album, The Hottest New Group in Jazz, Twisted, a recording from the late 50s. And the set started with music out of the west coast of Canada from tenor saxophonist Steve Caldestad off of his album Blow Up. We heard In Lieu of You with Andre White on the piano, Kevin Dean on the trumpet, Jody Prosnick on the bass, and Jesse Cahill on drums. Hey, and just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find a link to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information, on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca.